Shmuel Nigasav on the Kisisa's Rosh. Kisisa's Rosh, how all this is a Hagdama to the Cheta Egel. Rafu Koyd Namaka to the Cheta Egel. Let's check Kisisa's Rosh. What's the Indian? You're lifting up the Rosh of Klal Yisrael. We know the Rosh corresponds to Moich, Machshava. There's Maisim and there's Moichin. Moichin and Maisim. Gimel Moichin, Gimel Rishayin is Gimel Moichin. And then there's the more the Maisim, the Maisim Mitzvahs, which are more Bechinas, Zayin Midas. Mitzadim, the Chazal say that Yisrael Olu B'machshava, right? The Chazal, Yisrael Olu B'machshava Tchila. Olu b'machshava tchila means that kaviyachol olu b'machshava kaviyachol to the Ribbon Shel Olam. In other words, that the machshavas of Klal Yisrael are be'etzem mekusha always to the Ribbon Shel Olam. Maisim is be'emes the Yid alone, And tzad the machshava, all the Yidin are mekusha to the Ribbon Shel Olam, because all the Yidin were olu b'machshava tchila. Sisa's roish means elevate the Roish, meaning the Moichin, that the Moichin should be Machriya over the Maisim. Because, see here, this week's Parsha is the Gilui, soon the Gilui of Torah Shebal Peh, the Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim, and this week's Parsha, which is connected to Yud Gimel Midas, Shatoyin Adreshes Ben, which is the Sod of Torah Shebal Peh. Tivin Shun Torah Shebal and Torah Shebal Peh is that Torah Shebal is more the Maisi HaMitzvahs. And the Seres HaDibros, it's more the Maisi HaMitzvahs. Torah Shebal Peh is the Chochmah of Torah, right? It's more the Moichin of Torah, the Chochmah of Torah. As the Shoenis and Chazal, the Ikka Chochmah of Torah is the Bechin of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is more we got the mitzvahs, the laws. And Torah Shebal Peh is the Ikka the Moichin of Torah. That's why, so in Torah Shebiksav, you don't have the mitzvah of learning Torah b'machshava in Chamesh HaChamesh Torah. The pasuk of Higisa by Yom and Belayla, which is the Sefer Yeshua. Sefer Yeshua is already the bechinas Torah, is already the Hagdama bechinas of Torah Shebal Peh. It's already a Mesoira of Torah. It's already bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. Kimu Makiblu Torah Shebal Peh was when in Purim, and that's why Megillah begins, like we discussed. Makof Echoyim Mois Yeshua Benun. Yeshua Benun is the beginning of the bechinas of the Gilui of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh. It's the Bechinas Moichin, the Bechinas Moichin of Torah. Shebiksav is the Bechinas Ksiva of Torah. So the Machshava Behigisa Bo Yom and Belayla, which is Behigisa Bo Higoyon, which is the Machshava, that's Be'ika, that's Ki'il Shayach already, that's not written by the Farish. The Ika of Torah Shebiksav is Madgish, is Imbachol Koisai Teleichus, is Rashi Shetiu Amein Amat Torah. Why? Kiyum a Maisa. That's the Ikka Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebal Peh is the Bechina of the Moichin. Kisisa is preparing Kilo the Moichin, preparing the Moichin Kilo for Torah Shebal Peh. What's the Sod? What's that got to do with the Cheta Egel? So we know the Cheta Egel was the Gilui of Torah Shebal Peh. The Reb Sodik says that Ksav Lecha Shnei Luchas Avonim. Ksav Lecha. Right? The first ones were Michtav Elikim. Second ones were Ksav Lecha, which is Gilo Toshma. What's the Sod? The Sod is that Mitzad the Maisim, Klal Yisrael made an Egel. Mitzad the Maisim, if you look at Maisa, Klal Yisrael made an Egel. It's Avodah Zarah. Or Mitzad Machshava, if you go deep enough, Mitzad the Machshava, not Shaykh Klal Yisrael made an Egel. Not Shaykh Klal Yisrael can be Mitnatek. In other words, deep in the Machshava, either Pshat is the Pasha Pshat because it didn't penetrate, not Pasha Pshat, I'm saying either the Svar Magdoshim say it didn't penetrate till Mamish the Oymek HaMachshava, or they had Bechashboinus, they had the Lashim Shemaim Dike Cheshboinus. But Maisa, it was Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Rabbeinu took the Luchos and he smashed them. Because the Luchos, that's Bechinas Torah Shebiksav, that's Bechinas Maisa. So they were Poigim in the Maisa. If there's a luchos and Klal Yisrael did a faker to Maisa, it's a noyodik a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. So he smashed the luchos, he smashed the Maisa. Shteitak in the Svar Magdoshim, it's called Kabbalah de Kinyanim. that the Shvira, the Shvira Saluchas is parallel to the Shvira Sakelim, whatever was discussed in Kabbalah, the Shvira Sakelim. And the Shvira Sakelim are only in the Zion Midas, and not in the Gimel Moichin. It says the end of Parshas Vayetze, it talks about the Zion Malchi Edoim. Vayomas Vayimloch, the Zion Malachim Demisu. That's the Misa, that's the Shvira of the Zion. Zion is Midas, not Moichin. And Moichin is never a Shvira. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke Bechinas Torah Shebiksav, broke the Bechinas Maisa, so that it shouldn't be a Kitrug in Klal Yisrael's Maisa. And then he was Mali to the Bechina of V'hegi in Libi Lefanach. So Meila, that's why Perig Lamed Beis begins the Chetah Ega. That's already Perig Lamed Beis, Daf Lamed Beis, and Brochus Chetah Ega. That's the in the Lev is all about Machshavat Chilat Klal Yisrael is Lukshon Tzarkot Shporach. Besod Ein Adam Oiv Aver Elaim Kem Nechbas Vayruach Shdus. Meina, that's the Oimek that why the Chazal said a Hira Avera is Koshin Me Avera. A Hira Avera is worse than a Maisa Avera. Why? Because Kolzman a person that does a Maisa Avera, so then Nechmas Boy Vechinas Ruach Shdus. In his machshava, about he's still kosher to Rabban Shlom. Because as a hira avera, it's murder a kitrug against him. It's murder a kitrug against him because ki'ilu, then avera is behiru. Hira means machshava. So where are you still connected? So I'll be MS, deep, higher, deeper than that hira machshava. He's still connected. Oh, but there's a kitrug. There's a kitrug. Kolzman, it's a ma'is avera. Like it says in Megillah, the Mishtachve to the Tzelem and Vuchanetza, Layosu El Lefonim, the Gemara says in Megillah. Only Chatzoinis to Gazach. Or Bepnimis, that's the Hira Vera, is that's a Mamsha, that's Mamsha, a Kitrug against the Mensch. It's Koshin Mavera. So Mela, therefore, Hagdama Rafu Koyd in the market to the Chet Ha'Ega. Kisisa is Roish. You should be male Kisisa, elevate, raise. You should be male the Roish over to Gezint. You should be male the Roish over the Maisim. Over the Maisim. Meaning that the Maisim should be Meshubit to the Moyach. What do they do that? Machtz Hasheka. What's the Sod of Machtz Hasheka? Ha'oshe lo yarbe va'adal lo yamet. Why? Because this is the Sod of Machshov. What does it say in the Beis Hamikdash? Oni brings a flower offering, and this one brings a Oisha, brings a nice bull. Echad amarbe, ve'echad amamit, abelvad, sheyichaven liboy l'shamayim. This idea of layar ben layamit, that's a machshava de kasod. It's a machshava de kasod. Sada maisa, he's bought flour, he's bought a big cow. Sada maisa. The Beis Hamikdash was built. Mishkan was built Meis Kolesha Sheidvenu Liboy in a Liboy Dika Maisa in a Liboy Dika Mama the Matzev all the Eden all one. So Meira, therefore we're not looking at Maisim in the Bissam English. We're looking at Meis Kolesha Sheidvenu Liboy, and Mitzad Meis Kolesha Sheidvenu Liboy is Echad Amarme Echad Amarme Bat Sheicham and Liboy L'Shamayim. The Machtza Shekel bought the Korbanos. It was when you say Osha Layar Madala Yamit, you're saying that the lave, right? The lave is manifesting itself in the Maisa. Meaning, when you see this Maisa of Osha Layar Madala Yamit, you're seeing a Machshava Dika, you're seeing a lave Dika, a Moichen Dika Inyan in the Maisa. You're seeing a Shlita of a Moich Dika Inyan in the Maisa. You're seeing a yechaven libay l'shamayim dikazach in the ma'aseh itself. That's when the moyach is shoylet. So that's why osher layarbe adav adal layamid. You have to give exactly the same. That's a machshava dikazach. That's the mishkan. We know that's why the mishkan has a lot to do with machshava, pigel, noisa, all these absurd machshava. Nothing happened to the ma'aseh. Nothing happened to the ma'aseh. The shchita, kabbalah, hilocha, zrika, whatever. So what was the geshein? Geshein is in the mice in the moyach. It's the moyach that we see. That's why that's the kesher of Shabbos. Shabbos is melachas machshavas asur Torah. All these in yonim, Shabbos comes in over here. The Mishkan comes in over here. The Mishkan was like a kapara to the chetah egel. When they went back to the oimek alev, went back to the oimek hamachshava. So therefore, the beginning is kisisa is roish. You've got to, now you've got to be ma'ala the moichin. When you ma'ala the moichin, that will save them by the chet ha'ego. That's the whole word. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbeinu Shlom, mechinino misifracha. From your sefer, misifracha. From Toshu b'ksav, mechinino. Say it. It's not the mice of the Klal Yisrael, it's mechinino misifracha. It's the Zayin HaToshu Baal Peh. And it's the Toshu Baal Peh, so it's Galavern, that the Yid Nasl Mekusha. So what's straight after the Mechtes HaShekel? The Kiyor. What's the Kiyor? Maris Atzoivis. That's a prosta maisa. Maris Atzoivis. The women were meyapa themselves in Mitzrayim. There's another whole sodom, the women meyapa themselves in Mitzrayim. It's another whole, remind me, there's another whole sodom. When it's Nagia to now is, it's a prosta maisa with a heliga kavana. And they were mechavan Hashem Shemayim. Mechavan Hashem Shemayim. So the Baruch Shalom, don't look at the maisim. Don't look at the pa'ula. That's what Baruch Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take these maris atzoivis. Pastachnish. Baruch Shalom says, in my palace, ich alaich zogen was past yo, was past nisht. The Bismigdash is a mokim of, that the machshov is heilig with the Baruch Shalom. That's what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is that the machshov of Klal Yisrael, the moichin of Klal Yisrael, the roish of Klal Yisrael, is halik. The Rosh of Klal Yisrael is halik.
Doesn't it make the mice good also now?
Who?
Doesn't it, if the kavanah is good, so the mice are also?
Oh, so that's exactly, that's like we say, machzah shekel. It's when the mice shmecht from the machshava, that's a halik gazach. Oh, but the ikon nekuda is why it's a kapara for the chet ha'egel. Ikon nekuda is they go all the way up to the machshava first. So even though, in other words, if you look at just the Maisa, that's what we're saying. If you look at just the Maisa, it's a prosta zach. You mustn't look just at the Maisa. You're looking at the Machshava. And mitzad the Machshava, you see that it's mamish like the Machtes HaShekel. Pshat is, it's a Maisa, but the Machshava of this Maisa is written all over the Maisa. Same thing. The Maris HaTzoyvis is a Maisa, but Kedushas HaMachshava of the Heligan Neshois Yisrael is written all over the Maisa. That's why I came, and that's how I came to the Mishkan. That's why it was the Kiyor. Washing hands is a Maisa Dikazach. It means that all the Maisim should manifestate the Machshava. You should see the Machshava in the Maisa. So you have to wash your hands. Hands is Maisa. You have to wash your hands in the Machshava, in the Machshava's Hakdoshes. That's the Sod of the Kiyor. That's the connection between the Kiyor and the Machzah Shekha we said before. After that came the Heilige Shabbos. This week's parasha, Rishon Rav Nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. It's just Lassus is a Shabbos. For the Heilige Heber Melech, it's the outside soon. Heilige Melech says Lassus is a Shabbos. Shabbos is no Asiyah Bechlal. Says Rav Melech, the Heilige Machshavos that the Yid has on Shabbos, that's the Maisim of Shabbos. Lassus is a Shabbos means b'machshava. And the Machshavos on Shabbos, they're b'chin of Asiyah. You're living in an oil of a Machshava. That's why in Shabbos, Meleches Machshavos Asur Torah. You can do all the pu'ulas in the world. If it's a Dov Sheinah Miskaven, say a Dov Sheinah Miskaven is really Machlokes Tanoim. Yechayev, Nishchayev, of a Mesasik, L'kol Adeus. A Mesasik, you're doing a Mamish HaMaisi, you're doing the same Maisa, of a Mesasik as Potter. Shabbos is Meleches Machshavos Asur Torah. Shabbos is Kol Kuloi, in Klal Yisrael, Haldovik to the Rebbein Shalom and Machshav. For Machshav, we never left you, the Rebbein Shalom. Therefore, since Shabbos we're makusha to Rabbein Shalom b'machshava, so Shabbos is connected to Avodah Zarah. Parshas Yisroi, right? There's a perek. Amar Rakiva minayin l'Avodah Zarah, because the state that kol Hashem Shabbos kol chasoi afilo oivden Avodah Zarah kadoyer enosh moichlen loy kol avenosav. Shabbos is megale. The chet of Avodah Zarah is no amaisa. Shabbos, when we dovek to the Rebbein Shalom b'machshava, it's like a halak of machshava, it's megala, the Avodah Zarah didn't get anywhere near here. The Avodah Zarah was blessed of Maisa. So Shabbos is a mechila, because Shabbos, you don't do Maisa. So Shabbos is megala, there's nothing left of the Avodah Zarah. Vusa gibein the Avodah Zarah. A Maisa? Maisa is not taifas mokum bechlal on Shabbos. The Mela, moichin la kolav en oisef. Shabbos is where a machshava is dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, mitzad the machshava, either was I you did it b'mezid. Say that's ruach shtus, it's nish kavana. Kavana v'yid is tomid with the Rebbein Shleim. That's the whole study of Shabbos. So we connect to Rabbeinu Shlomo and our machshava. So Averus, they become their blois meisim. They're blois meisim. Shabbos, you can't do mais. Shabbos does. Rabbeinu Shlomo says they did this mais. Aver, Rabbeinu Shlomo says, come Shabbos Kodesh. Kodesh was a mais. It's a mais. I don't know about one mais. Last is a Shabbos. Machshava is a bechinah mais. Machshava is the yidna helik. Fill the oiv davar zora. Moichlanai kol avenoisa. It's not of Shabbos. So you have this. This is a kisisa. This kisisa is elevating the moyach. Elevating the moyach, so mele Moshe Rabbeinu taka, he broke the Torah Shebiksav, and from the breaking of the Torah Shebiksav came a moyach dikatoyra, which is the bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, which is bechinas Ksav Lecha, which is the gilui of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the whole limit schus and klal Yisrael. Machshava Yid never wants to leave the Rabban Shlom. Yid never wants to leave the Rabban Shlom. Yid always wants to be with the Rabban Shlom. And it's mitzad the chachma and mitzad the moichin of a yid. In this week's parasha, where kisiso is roish, you elevate the head. And once you elevate the head, it's then al yid no gleich. All yid want to do return of various baruch shmoy. That's where it comes in a parasha. That's where it comes in a parasha of kisiso. What's the gilui? That's what it says by Shabbos. It says Ladas, Kenny Hashem Kadishchem. It's Bechino of Das on Shabbos. Das is Mechabed the Midas. Mechabed the Meisim to the Moyach. That's Bechino of Das. Das knots the Meisim together. So all the Meisim are Mechshoved the Kemoisim. And there's no Shaykh, Avod Zor. That's what Meshach Rabbeinu is Megala, and Mechini no Mesifrach. Because his ikah chelik, Moshe Rabbeinu's ikah chelik, we know is Torah Shebiksav. So he kielu giving his whole chelik away, be'etzem to Aaron Hakohen. Aaron Hakohen kisif sekohen yishmadas toyer rakshem ipiu. Aaron Hakohen is Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebiksav. So Moshe Rabbeinu mechini no. I'll give up my whole chelik. I'll be to be megala the chelik of chachmas atoyer, which is what Klal Yisrael miskasha be'etzem to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hecha b'maisa.